Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a male named Mark, M-A-R-K, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. According to the information obtained from the examinee through his wife, Mark Smith is a 63-year-old male who denies having any injuries or illnesses impacting his employment, period. He had his wife read the intake questionnaire to him, and he responded verbally for her to fill it in, period. When asked to sign anywhere, he asked if it was, quote, right here, question mark, end quote. This was repeated several times in reference to where to write the answer. Baird, nevertheless, he left many of his intake questions out, period. New paragraph. I have been advised that there have been concerns about Mr. Smith's fitness for duty as a security guard with the Board of Education, as outlined in your various correspondence, period. These include observations from his principal that he is having difficulty with vision, apparent difficulty with vision, comma, mobility, comma, and cognitive function duties while on duty as a cognitive function difficulties while on duty as a security guard, period. In one instance, he appeared to be suffering from diabetes to the point where his vision and his mobility are greatly compromised, period. In addition, you believe Mr. Smith is trying to remain at work, so he avoids going to the doctor and also avoids missing work, period. Unfortunately, this appears to have impacted his performance at work, period. New paragraph. As noted in the subsequent sections, he admits to suffering from diabetes mellitus, comma, iron deficiency, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, and nonspecific kidney disease. Period. At one point, his heart function was only 20%, but it is now raised to 50%. But he has not been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, nor has he been on dialysis. But he does suffer from iron deficiency anemia. Period. About 3 years ago, he was hospitalized for congestive heart failure. Period. Between October 2021 and March 2022, he had amputations done, possibly due to gangrene. Period. He sees a podiatrist named Dr. Calderon, C-A-L-D-E-R-O-N-E. Period. Mr. Smith completed a set of questions relative to his fitness for duty. Period. He denies having any limitations on the ability to perform the various tasks of his position, period. I have been provided with the job description of a security guard, period. In paragraph, various handwritten notes were provided on the dates described. Period. These comment on his need to be out of work or have accommodations, period. Monk mentioned, let's go ahead and scratch that. The underlying causes of same were from podiatrist Dr. Calderon on 2/10/16, period. He was out of work from 1/3/22 through 2/28/22 and various other periods. Period. He did have his cardiologist clear him to return to work on 11/13/17 in a less stressful environment. Period. This note was written on 10/17/17. Period. The cardiologist provided several additional notes. Period. These notes relative to his absences date back to as early as 3/5/04, when he was authorized to remain out of work, through 3/12/04. Period. Dr. Calderon cleared him to return to work on 3/21/22. Period, and underline this. The date from this note I previously stated was 2/10/16, but it's 2/10/22. Period. These notes run through at least 3/21/22. Period. The paragraph I've also been provided with a single progress note from Dr. Rhyme, R-H-Y-M-E, dated 6/7/17. Period. At that time, Mr. Smith felt very congested and wheezed when he lay down. His temperature was 101.1 degrees. Comma, blood pressure 160 over 100. Comma, and a pulse rate of 80. Period. He diagnosed pre-existing shortness of breath. Scratch that. Shortness of breath, comma, pre-existing essential hypertension, for which he was taking Diovan, metformin, and using various creams. Period. He was referred for a chest x-ray to rule out congestive heart failure or pneumonia. Period. He seems more tired than a regular bronchitis, but he is not consistent with follow-up, and he had not been seen in 2 years. Period. Pulse oximetry was 96%. Period. After the chest x-ray, they would plan a course of treatment, but he may need an inpatient stay. Period. On 10/12/17, Dr. Cohn, C-O-H-N, at the Heart House, wrote he was initially diagnosed with an underlying, quote, cardiomyopathy, end quote, of uncertain etiology, comma, most likely secondary to hypertension. Period. Initial chest x-ray demonstrated congestive heart failure, but he was placed on the usual medications. Period. He was also believed to be a type 2 diabetic. Period. His initial echocardiogram demonstrated an ejection fraction of approximately 20 to 25% with global hypokinesis of the left ventricle. Appeared 3 months later, a repeat echo was performed, and he was there to discuss those results. Appeared they now demonstrated an ejection fraction between 50 and 55%. Appeared obviously the medication he was presently on had helped significantly. Appeared he does not require insertion of a defibrillator. Appeared Dr. Cohn suggested they consider having him undergo a nuclear stress test to rule out underlying ischemia. Period. Lastly is a positive result from a coronavirus rapid test form, coronavirus rapid test on 12/30/20. Written by Dr. Balogun, B-A-L-O-G-U-N. Period. Physical exam. He attributes his elevated blood pressure to, quote, white coat syndrome. Period, end quote. This was not withstanding the fact that he had been treated with antihypertensive medications from his cardiologist. Period is noted above. His wife read the questionnaire to him. Period, he repeatedly stated about the questionnaire, quote, I can't see that, period, end quote. He admits to having difficulty reading small print and has old bifocals now. Period, he has to check his licenses or use that he has to check licenses at work and uses a magnifier to do so. Period, he had amblyopia as a child for which surgery was done. Period, his right eye never came back into acuity. Period, he sleeps about 7 or more hours per night. Period, he does not nap during the day or experience daytime sleepiness. Period, about twice per year, he undergoes laboratory tests and other studies from his personal physicians. Period, he does test himself, and a recent blood sugar was 140 and A1C was 6. Period, both of these are relatively normal. Period. New paragraph, a brief psychological assessment was performed. Period, he has a reverend doctor of theology. Period, he was able to recite only 4 past presidents consecutively. Period. He did serial 7s with a single error. Period. He stated his wife drove here to the office for, quote, concern, period, end quote. Otherwise, he drives himself. Period. He denies having any motor vehicle accidents or limitations on his driving, legal limitations on his driving secondary to his health. Period. He also explained, relative to item number 1, and number 2, that his lids droop and he leans on his right hand while at work to look at the computer screen. Period. Says this is what was observed as him frequently appearing to be asleep at his desk. Period, on occasions of the past month, he did not recognize the principal. Period, he still did not know the layout of the building and frequently had to be reminded of what grade levels are in a particular part of the building. Period, he denies this to be the case. Period, he, relative to item number 4, in terms of shelter-in-place drill, he asked if the doors needed to be locked. Period, during their last drill lockdown, he was not able to get to a secure location and asked the principal where he should lock down. Period, Mr. Smith relates, he, quote, during these events, he, quote, clears the hallway and locks the doors of his own secure location. Period, end quote. The cafeteria doors were locked before he could get inside. Appeared a gym teacher had already locked them. Appeared he has also been noticed to having mobility issues as a factor in his behavior. Appeared he currently speculates that he was diagnosed with sciatica. Appeared he does wear Velcro shoes at his own preference as opposed to inability to put his shoes on and tie them himself. Appeared as per his wife, he does not have any issues in performing activities of daily living while at home. Period. Head, eyes, ears, normal, heart, normal, lungs, normal, abdomen, normal, neurologic, normal, extremities, upper normal, extremities, lower. Inspection revealed swelling of the left foot and ankle. Appeared there was amputation of the left third and fourth toes. Appeared all of the remaining toenails had fungal infection / onchomycosis. Appeared he had diminished pinprick sensation in an S1 distribution bilaterally, but this was otherwise intact. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, and lumbar. He was tentative palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period. Impressions. Mark Smith's performance at work has brought into question whether he has any underlying medical conditions to explain his poor performance. Appeared he currently is fairly dismissive of those observations and indicates they are not accurate. Appeared relative to each of the observations of his principal, he came up with a rationalization. Period. He does have a documented history of diabetes and hypertension, as well as congestive heart failure. Period. He had two of the toes on his left foot amputated, presumably for what he says were gangrene. Period. This is not uncommon with individuals who have poorly controlled diabetes mellitus with associated peripheral neuropathy. Period. He does remain on medications for these conditions. Period. He does wear compression stockings. Period. He does not feel he has any need for accommodation or limitations on his activities at work. Period. He reports his schedule on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is from 8:50 to 3:50 p.m. Period. On Tuesday and Thursday, it is from 8:50 to 5 p.m. Period. On each day, he has a break between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Period. New paragraph, the current examination did demonstrate that Mr. Smith was unable to read normal typing size from handheld distance accurately, period. His ability to drive is and remain oriented is questionable for the reasons noted above when his wife drove him here, period. He states he does see his personal physician twice per year for laboratory studies and associated testing. Period, however, there is no documentation to substantiate that to be the case. Period. He did have an elevated blood pressure. Period. He had fungal infections of 8 of his toenails. Period. The other 2 toes were amputated. Period. He had diminished pinprick sensation and an S1 distribution bilaterally, possibly consistent with peripheral neuropathy. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, Mr. Smith's appearance and evaluation, unfortunately, confirmed the suspicions about his medical problems, impacting his ability to fully and safely perform his job tasks. Period. Accordingly, I find him from a physical perspective in particular to be unfit for duty as a security guard at this time. Period. And that is, scratch that, his disorientation at work relative to directions and locations is mirrored by the same type of behavior relative to driving to the office for the current evaluation. Period. He also had some defects in his calculation skills and memory. Period. And that is the end.